not need to be about this particular subject.
Okay.
It could be about a number of different subjects that are indicated to you by any negative emotion that you have. So just reach for more downstream thoughts and the resistance will subside. You have pinpointed a part of it as you are acknowledging you worry a bit, you're self-conscious a bit, but as time goes on, that will subside. The last thing we want to say is relax and allow it to happen. Don't try to make it happen. There are people who have channeling classes, and we say, so unnecessary, and usually so upstream, because everyone has access to source energy. And it's a matter of finding the vibration, and there are not two of you that undergo the same experience to find that vibrational alignment, you see. So just relax and allow it to be. And the more you do it, the more in alignment you become, the more in alignment you become, the more you relax. It's a little bit like any creation. So I don't really believe it, but I want it, but I don't really believe it, but I want it, but I don't really believe it, but I want it, but I want it more than I don't believe it, so it starts moving forward. So now I want it, and I don't really believe it, but I believe it more than I didn't believe it before, and so I want it, but my resistance is less, but I still want it, and my wanting is increasing, and my doubt is subsiding, and pretty soon there becomes a sort of tipping where your wanting and your believing are in a position enough to give you a manifestation of it, and now a new platform. So your ability to receive, your ability to translate, your ability to be receptive, your ability to resonate with those that you are interacting with, your ability to sort out your audience, your ability to pick from among them those that are up to speed with where you are, all of that with time evolves. You're doing extremely well.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Hi, Abraham. My question evolved during the gathering.
Co-creating at its best.
And still some things stand out. I want a career change, and what I would like to do is help people. And I would like to use your teachings at that. At my job, I found out that I have a way of feeling where the other person is and find those words they can hear. I do that in other kind of work, but that's something I would like to use in helping people.
Jerry talks about that, how long before he met us through this format, like you, that was who he was. And so he found a textbook called Think and Grow Rich and taught the premise of it to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Well, and so there is the textbook. Go for it.
Well, there are some related things. I found myself that listening to your tapes and CDs for years brought me very slow growth, very slow changes. And at a certain point, I found out that just some things I couldn't see myself, though other people saw could see it. And so I call that my blind spots.
Everyone has some of those.
Yeah, I had really big ones, you know. And but I guess when I think it's a talent of mine to see where a person is and to find words that he can hear or the other person can hear,
good,
that I could be of some service.
The interesting thing about that, and you're exactly right when you acknowledge that sometimes you can see the gap between where they want to be and where they are,
yeah,
and then you reach for words that sort of bring them along.
Yeah.
That truly is the mark of a powerful teacher. Yeah. A teacher who does not have sensitivity to where his student is often asks for too big of a jump, and then the student cannot make the jump, and then they get discouraged.
Yeah.
Where when you're able to guide them incrementally, it is very helpful.